In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There is a hermeneutical circle, so to speak, which begins and ends with Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God. His words to his disciples and to you are hard to understand. Impossible, in fact, apart from his Holy Spirit. But his Holy Spirit cannot be given to poor, miserable sinners, not apart from the forgiveness of his cross and resurrection. And yet you cannot bear nor even understand the cross and resurrection of Christ apart from his word. You cannot enter this circle of Christ, his word, his spirit, and his cross, not by your own reason or strength, nor by your own hermeneutical principles. You cannot enter this circle at all, except the Father call you by his Son, except the Son shall bring you to the Father through himself, which is really to say the same thing. The Word, the Spirit, the cross of Christ, these must encircle you and draw you into their orbit. At the heart of it all is the cross, which is at once both the key to understanding everything and the reason why it is so impossible to understand at all. It is from the cross that Jesus pours out his Spirit, which he now bestows through his word, which is therefore necessarily a word of the cross. But the cross is not subject to your understanding. You shall not master it. Rather, it crucifies you and puts you to death and buries you. Only then, by the word and spirit of Christ, shall he be raised in you and you in him. So it is that his Holy Spirit has been poured out upon you through the washing of the water with his word in holy baptism. There, in the waters of the font, by his word and spirit, you have been united with Christ in his cross and resurrection, which means that his glory of the cross is also now a glory that you share. Bearing and sharing the cross of Christ, however, precisely in its glory, is a painful and difficult thing. Often it remains so hard to understand. In particular, it is a challenge to your faith, because it is only by faith and not by sight that you receive the Spirit of truth from your crucified Lord and recognize his glory. But then, a little while, and you will no longer see me. That was true for the disciples, of course, because Jesus would very soon be crucified, dead, and buried. And then following his resurrection, he would ascend to the right hand of his Father and be removed from their sight. So is it also true for you, that you do not yet see Jesus face to face with your own two eyes, but you see him, so to speak, only by faith, only by his word and spirit, as he comes to you now in the holy ministry of his gospel. But there are those days and times, and perhaps you are in the middle of such days and times yourself right now, as were the disciples between Good Friday and Easter, when it is so hard to see Jesus even by faith, when you cannot feel his presence in any way, but all you can see and feel are sin and death, guilt and regret, discouragement and disappointment, sorrow, crying, and pain. Then for a while you weep and lament, while the world around you rejoices. You grieve and you mourn because it seems that all your hopes and dreams and faith and confidence have been shattered and destroyed forever. As far as all of your senses, your wisdom and reason can tell, Jesus has left you and forgotten you. Or perhaps he was never really there for you in the first place. A little while, and you will no longer see me. How hard and painful those days and times are. I know because I go through them too. What is it in your heart and life that so distorts and clouds your faith in Christ that you despair of his love and his presence? Whatever the specifics may be, the root cause of it all is sin. Your own sin, your sinfulness, and the sin of the world and people around you. And as such, the solution and the only remedy is the forgiveness of your sin, which is yours in the ministry of the gospel, the ministry of the Word and Spirit of Christ, the crucified. It is by this Word and Spirit of Christ that you are enabled to see and understand not only his cross, but also the cross that he shares with you in your own life, not as a burden and a curse, but as your greatest joy and glory as a disciple of Jesus. As difficult as that is to comprehend, especially when you're in the very midst of being nailed to your cross, Jesus does provide such a beautiful and helpful analogy and comparison in our gospel this morning, one that has become pretty easy for me to relate to after seeing my 6 children born, and I dare say even easier for my wife to understand. The curse of sin has made labor and delivery to be such a painful and difficult thing. In pain shall you bring forth children, God said. So also did that very same curse of sin nail Christ to the cross and crucify him in your stead. And yet labor and delivery are the very glory of motherhood, whereby a woman gives birth to her children and thus becomes a mother. Not in spite of the pain, but precisely in and through that painful process. In much the same way, it is precisely in and through the pain and anguish of the cross and passion that Christ accomplishes salvation and becomes your Savior. And so also by extension in your own life, your participation in the cross of Christ and your bearing of that cross, these are already your sharing in the life and glory of Christ. Not that you are called to bear the glory of the cross on your own, by your own power and strength, by no means. It always remains the glory of Christ, who shares his cross with you as the one who has already carried that cross for you. It is by that gospel of Christ, in his forgiveness of all your sin, that your cross becomes a blessing, that your grief is turned into joy. And as Christ is with you now in the sharing of his cross, so will he be with you still and forever, when he calls you from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. There you will see him face to face with your own 2 eyes, even as he sees you and beholds you in his love now and always. And behold, he will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. All of these things shall have passed away forever. Then your heart will rejoice perfectly and completely, and no one will ever take your joy away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.